Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Alonzo from Des Moines is. Alonzo, are you there?
Let's go.
Oh, did you hear that, Steve? Alonzo said, let's go. So you got to get out of here. For those playing along at home, Alonzo has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Cantaloupe is a variety of what type of fruit?
Melon?
Yes. Who became the youngest heavyweight champ in boxing history in 1986?
Mike Tyson?
Yes. What social media platform was founded in 2017?
Twitter?
No.
Facebook?
No.
TikTok?
Yes. What type of farm animal is a La Mancha?
Pig?
No.
Horse?
No.
Pass.
The Hot Lips logo is associated with what rock band?
Rolling Stones.
Yes. On which continent can you see the so-called horizontal waterfalls?
Africa.
No.
South America.
No.
Australia.
Yes. Ranger 7 was the first U.S. spacecraft to send back pictures of what?
Earth.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Pass.
How many Matrix movies have been released?
3.
Oh, no. Alonzo, we got you down for 5 points.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle, baby. And in walks Steve Migs.
Hello.
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 Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready?
Showtime.
Cantaloupe is a variety of what type of fruit?
A melon.
Yes. Who became the youngest heavyweight champ in boxing history in 1986?
That would be Mike Tyson.
That is correct. What social media platform was founded in 2017?
2017. Let's go Instagram?
No.
TikTok.
Yes. What type of farm animal is a La Mancha?
A La Mancha is a goat.
Yes.
What?
The Hot Lips logo is associated with what rock band?
It's the Rolling Stones.
You know it. On which continent can you see the so-called horizontal waterfalls?
That would be Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No. Damn. Ranger 7 was the first U.S. spacecraft to send back pictures of what?
Thongs.
No.
Yeah. The moon?
Yes. How many Matrix movies have been released?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. Which major U.S. city once tried playing classical music to reduce crime?
Would that be Seattle?
No.
New York.
Yes. What is the male sex hormone called?
Testosterone.
Yes, and with time to spare, Steve Migs, you got a score of 9, and that is a win.
Yes.
9-5. Sorry, Alonzo.
Oh, you Dolly Parton me.
I did Dolly Parton you.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
But the only one you got
I feel
wrong.
Like that's a 40 and up joke.
Working 9-5. The only one you got wrong is one that Alonzo actually got right. The continent where you can see the so-called horizontal waterfalls is Australia.
Australia.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, congratulations. That was a big win, Steve.
Thank you.
The Daily Migs Show.
We love this feature that we have on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And some of them are very interesting, Steve.
Taryn, you're especially going to love it today because somebody wants to talk a little Rush with you. Also, someone wants to talk Mariners and possibly balloons.
We're going to slide into our VMs after The Offspring.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Don't you dare be shy. You slide into those VMs and you can do it through the Odyssey app with ease. Steve Miggs, what is happening in there today?
Well, I think this voice message will make you very happy, Taryn Daly.
I was curious what Taryn thinks about the new Rush drummer and the Rush tour and how excited she must be that now she's not going to be the only girl at a Rush concert.
I saw so many people cutting that same joke. When I first heard it, I was like, that is hilarious. And then after a while, I'm like, okay.
Got it, guys.
We've all done it.
In all seriousness, I am very excited.
I will say that every Rush concert I ever went to, the best part about it sometimes was when you had to go to the bathroom and you didn't have to wait in a line as a lady. You'd look over and the guys would be wrapped around the corner, but I could just walk right in, take care of business, barely miss a thing.
What do you think percentage? How many... The percentage of guys to girls, I feel like it's very similar to a wrestling crowd.
Probably like 20% girls, maybe 15-20. It's mostly dudes for
sure. Okay, and if female is a Rush fan, do the male Rush fans make it weird for them?
They're actually like kind of excited and surprised to see you. Like they've seen a unicorn for the first time or something. It's pretty cool.
Because in the world of wrestling, it's kind of the same thing where the joke is that there's not a lot of girls. So when a girl does show up and is into wrestling, they typically get scared off rather quickly because guys get too aggressive.
Oh, like, I love it.
You like, tell me more about, do you like Bret Hart? Do you like Sid Vicious? Do you remember Hulk Hogan back in 1987? And it's like, guys,
back up.
I just like oily men.
It's really exciting. I kind of did a deep dive into this drummer, Annika, and I loved everything that I heard.
She's
all day
so good.
Yesterday, I was watching her videos and checking out her Instagram and all that, and I'm a fan. I think she's going to be fantastic.
And the guys in Rush, they posted a video on their Instagram talking about getting back together, why, and also talking about Annika, their new drummer.
Hi, we're going back on tour.
Isn't it weird saying it out loud?
Yeah, it totally. You know, we're musicians and we're players.
And that's the thing, like, these guys are still, like, they're still friends, they still hang out, they still jam together, so it makes sense that they would want to go back on the road again and play the music that they've created.
Absolutely.
And our music is special. One of the cool things about how this is progressing, all the songs we're putting together, and I know 35 songs or so far, is the fact that we're going to cover a lot of things and change it up night to night, but we'll always have a part of the show that's a tribute to Neil.
But the biggest question is, the obvious question is, how do we replace someone who's irreplaceable? And I had heard from Scully, my bass tech.
This is the craziest part, is like how she got discovered by them. Like, it wasn't like that, like she was on their radar at all. It was the dude that like tunes Geddy Lee's bass guitar. And it's like, hey, have you heard this girl? She's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Who had been on tour with Jeff Beck. And he had been working with this drummer named Annika Niles. He mentioned that how impressive she was and powerful. And I think you and I playing with her started to put a charge in us when we heard our song coming back to life. And it was only once we had those successful rehearsal sessions with her that made me feel like, yes, we can do this and we can do justice to this. And this is going to be fun.
Well, I felt exactly the same.
And it sounds like they're also going to have kind of a rotating list of guest musicians. They're going to have some guest keyboardists and some guest vocalists to help on some things as well. So
that's fun.
It should be different city to city, I believe, which is going to be really cool. Now I got to decide which of the seven cities do I want to go to, Steve.
So are you definitely doing it?
Oh, I'm definitely doing it.
And another question for you, because what I love about Alice in Chains, I know it's a polarizing thing with some Alice in Chains fans because they don't like the fact that they continued without Lane. Like, I understand, but it's the band's decision. If they want to stay happy and they want to keep making music together, by all means. And I love that William Duvall is their new lead singer because he doesn't sound like Lane, but he still sings the song so well. And then when him and Jerry combined together, it still feels like Alice in Chains.
Oh, yeah.
With this new drummer, do you want her to... I mean, because... Neil Peart, he went off the rails at times. Like, yeah, he's a crazy drummer. Do you want her to try and do it note for note, or you just want her to stay true to the song somewhat, but still show her own flavor?
I'm excited to see her flair, honestly, because everything I saw online was very, very exciting. So I'm excited to see what she brings to the table. Nobody in their right mind would even attempt to replace Neil Peart.
It's funny because we were BSing with Thrill after the show about the new drummer. And he's like, well, what's she all about? And I pulled up on YouTube some of her drumming and I played it for him. And I was like, here, check this out. And like within like 10 seconds, he's like, yeah, I get it. She's a great pick for them. She's a really good drummer.
She's going to be phenomenal with those guys.
Also, what is this trippy music that she's doing?
Yeah, she likes a zany time signature, I can tell you that.
Yes. I'm not high enough for that kind of music, to be honest.
There's time.
All right, we got another voice message.
I heard you talking about the crying guy and then talk about times that you've cried at a sporting event. I'm a lifelong Cubs fan.
Oh.
And I cried for hours after they won the World Series. I totally understand why that guy got emotional. I am a little worried that they make it to the World Series, though.
Yes, I think all of us Seattle Mariners fans will be a mess if the Mariners make it to the World Series.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it'd be very hard to recover emotionally from that.
And the guy he's talking about, we found out that it's the grandson of the owner of Dick's Restaurants. His name is Saul Spady. He was the guy in the stadium when they shot to the crowd and he was getting a little watery-eyed, and then his significant other gave him a big hug, and everybody's been talking about it. And I think a lot of people are like, this sums up every single Seattle Mariners fan.
Absolutely.
And we'll be talking to Saul. Saul's going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about being the new viral sensation, the Mariners crying guy.
What a guy.
All right, we got another voice message through our Odyssey app.
I saw on your social media pages that Gany was standing in front of a bunch of hot air balloons. Where was that, and what's the story behind it?
He was at a fish concert, and that was nitrous.
You were high when you were watching the video, and there was no balloons. No, I was in Albuquerque at the Balloon Fiesta.
What is the Balloon Fiesta for those that don't know? I mean, I know because I always get so jealous when you go because I want to go because it looks awesome.
It's funny because a lot of people are always like, what is that? And I'm like, I forget being from Albuquerque because we have like a million people come. It's the world's largest hot air balloon festival in the world.
Did you plan going home for this or was it just the timing was right?
No, this time I'm a little bit of both. I always go home to hang out with Lily for like long weekends and whatnot. But this one I was like, I want to go either the first or second weekend of October, because that's when it happens. And there's over 850 hot air balloons that launch every morning for a full week in Albuquerque. And it's a whole thing. It's kind of like the fair, but with balloons.
Okay.
And it's...
So they have elephant ears?
They do. They have Tom Thumb donuts. They have turkey legs. They have breakfast burritos, green chili, everything.
Do you cook the turkey leg in the flame that's on the hot air balloon?
I wish we could. But yeah, I mean, I'll share some videos too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm showing them the video now of just all the balloons launching in the morning. And it's just literally the most beautiful thing you can possibly
think
of.
How far do these people come from to bring their balloons?
All over the world. I met somebody from New Zealand. It's a whole thing. Just everyone comes in for this festival. I think it's a million tourists come in for this every year just to hang out in Albuquerque and watch the balloons. And it's so cool.
So are people in these balloons?
Yes.
Okay. Because I looked at that video and I'm like, I couldn't tell if it was just like hot air balloons like that are like remote controlled or something.
Let them go.
No, I thought like maybe like a dork. I thought it was like a drone maybe, because there's so many of them. It didn't look that big in that picture.
There's a ton. It's wild that they could all share the sky like that.
And it's crazy watching like.
Has there ever been an accident?
Oh, many.
Oh boy.
Yeah, there's like, I think there was even one yesterday. I think a balloon got stuck in some power lines.
Oh,
has anyone
no.
like died from doing
this? Oh, 100%.
So is this like NASCAR? People are there to watch the crash?
No. People are wide there to watch the colors and then I was actually thinking about you too because I was like, man, this would be crazy to watch enhanced. Like,
Steve,
I was like,
we're going
like,
next year.
He knows his audience really well. This would be awesome on mushrooms.
It was a drone show, fireworks, they do the balloon glow, and then they do like all the balloons. And I was like, man, I could just imagine Steve just laying in the field, throwing grass on his thing, watching all this happening.
Hey, there are people in those balloons. Hey, if I let go of the dirt, I think I can fly up and catch one of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in one?
I have.
For this?
Yeah, yeah. I think it was 10 years ago. We broadcasted live from a hot air balloon in the morning for my old radio show, and it was super fun.
We got to go on a field trip.
I'm in.
It's scary as all get out, but I promise you it's totally worth it.
How close are the mushroom fields from this festival?
Everywhere.
Nice.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we were chatting with a rock star who shared the story of the time they were once bitten by a bat. And no, it had nothing to do with the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne. You're going to hear what they said at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, we unveiled something very exciting. KISW presents Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, and that is going to be taking place Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. The lineup, Steve,
yes.
is featuring Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and more. The tickets will be on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., and we've got all the scoop at KISW.com.
It's going to be a party. I can't wait.
So yesterday, we spoke with Taylor Momsen, who's also very excited for this party. She is the front woman of The Pretty Reckless, and while we were chatting with her, she shared the story of her crazy run-in with a bat on stage. Was there not a moment fairly recently where a bat flew onto your leg and actually bit you?
There was.
How are you healing and recovering from all of that? Walk us through that. Because that would just be bananas.
I'm good now, but at the time, we were on stage performing in Spain with AC/DC in Sevilla, and it was the craziest thing to ever happen. Like, you can't plan that stuff. It was sunlight. We were playing the song Witches Burn, of all songs, and a bat flew out of the sky, landed on my leg. I didn't notice because it was like 102 degrees on stage and adrenaline and sweat and all that stuff. And by the end of the song, everyone was, you know, applauding and screaming and pointing at me, but they were all talking in Spanish, so I couldn't understand what they were saying. And so I didn't see this little cute creature on my leg until, you know, a few minutes after the song had ended. And it was a bit of a shock, let's say that. But it turned out it bit me, and then I had to undergo rabies shots across multiple countries because we were still on tour, which I do not recommend to anyone. If you don't have to get rabies shots, don't do it. They're not fun. They make you very sick. But all in all, it all worked out, and I got a cool nickname from it. AC/DC just started calling me Batgirl. And so
my gosh. You got to live with that now forever. If AC/DC gives you a nickname, that you put that on a jacket, embroider it.
I know, right? I really should have a Batgirl jacket. It was really cute, too. They poked so much fun of it, in the best way. Like, every day I would go into my dressing room, and there would be some kind of new bat toy, or the next show there were like signs all over the stage that had a no bat sign everywhere on all our gear, and they threw me a bat birthday party with a giant bat cake, and like it was pretty great.
Well, we will make certain, Taylor, that KISW's holiday show, all acoustic, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett, is a bat free zone.
Although now I'm good with the rabies shot, so if you want to bring them in and just keep them away from the audience, I'm fine with that. Now they can be my friends.
She can be our protector.
Totally.
So have you ever had like a big run-in with an animal? I mean, you're our resident farm girl. I feel like if anyone's had like an issue with a goat or a chicken or something.
Well, the craziest thing that I ever saw in my yard, I mean, I've seen a black bear, I've seen deer, you know, that's just standard. We had a porcupine walk through our yard a couple of years ago, and it like took me a minute. I wasn't even really sure what I was looking at, and then it dawned on me, that's a porcupine.
Whoa.
I'm showing Steve the picture right now. It look, which I also love the nickname for the porcupine is the battle beaver.
Yes, because he's ready to go.
But I had just had my dogs out maybe 10 minutes before this, and thank goodness the timing worked out the way that it did, but I had to run outside and grab a picture of him really quick. He was so cute and squatty and goofy looking.
It just shows how dumb I am. I didn't even know we had porcupines here in Washington.
Honestly, I didn't.
Did it come from Canada?
I have no idea. I know that they are more prevalent in eastern Washington, I believe. I had no idea that they could be on the west side.
That's crazy.
It was so cool. What about you? Have you had an animal encounter?
Just dogs. I mean, my neighbor's dog got out, and I was trying to help save it, and they were just like, sir, just go back into your home. This is a child that is telling me this. Our dogs are crazy. And I'm like, how crazy? It was like a golden doodle and like a little dog. Of course, the little dog was the craziest. And I'm like,
I'm just trying to help them get it back into their house, into the gate, so it's like no longer running around. And then they saw me doing this, and then the kid, who's like maybe like 8 or 9, she's just like, sir, just go back into your house. And I was like, whatever. I'm around dogs. I brought treats with me to help get it back into its home. And then all of a sudden, these two dogs started running at me. And they look like they were going to murder me, especially the little one. The teeth are showing. And I was like getting really close. And I'm like, I'm going to take this child's advice. And I just started walking rather briskly to my garage. And thankfully, they got the dog away from me in time.
You might need to update your look to be a little more intimidating, Steve. That's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. And maybe I need the porcupine. Yes. I need to be a battle beaver.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix
Show. What about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear about your craziest encounter with an animal. Call 206-803-ROCK. Can you top being bitten by a bat? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls about animal encounters after Pearl Jam. Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless shared with us that she was bit by a bat while on tour with AC/DC.
We were on stage performing in Spain with AC/DC in Sevilla. And so I didn't see this little cute creature on my leg until, you know, a few minutes after the song had ended. And it turned out it bit me. And then I had to undergo rabies shots, which I do not recommend to anyone. If you don't have to get rabies shots, don't do it. That they're not fun. They make you very sick. But all in all, it all worked out. And I got a cool nickname from it. AC/DC just started calling me Batgirl.
I canceled my rabies shot appointment because of her saying it's not fun.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah, hard pass, I guess.
So what about you? What was your craziest encounter with an animal? Call 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, one of our listeners on hold right now, had an encounter with a cougar, and I'm not talking about a woman of a certain age.
Oh, then I don't want to hear from him.
But first, let's check in with Bill from Renton. Bill, what was your craziest encounter with an animal?
Well, my wife and I went to try and pick some blackberries. My parents had some property, and we were heading back there to go pick some blackberries, you know. For some reason, we were both wearing red shirts. All of a sudden, here comes this bull. It was a neighbor's bull that had gotten into my parents' property. We're like, what the hell? You know, we just turn around, and all of a sudden, this thing's like 10 feet from us. And it came up and ran to my wife right in the rear. And
hold on. Can we hit time out for a second? Where are you living where there's a pet bull?
What's that now?
Where were you living where there was like a pet bull where your neighbor had a bull?
This is out in the sticks up by Mount Rainier.
Wow. Oh, okay. Gosh. Okay. Back to now, the bull hitting your wife's butt.
Yeah, so, yeah, the bruises are, like, clear through or to the front and everything.
Ooh.
But once it hit her, I started smacking on it with I just picked up, like, a tree branch that was about the size of a baseball bat. I started smacking it in the face and stuff, and because it was trying to chase her. So I started running the other way so it would chase me and get away from my wife. And it's funny, I remember, I think it was Bugs Bunny or something. I remember a cartoon, like, oh, hey, there's a branch hanging out above me. So I went and grabbed the branch, and the thing went right underneath me. So I started smacking it again, and then we kind of got away from it. So I think I kind of dazed it because I was smacking it right in the face with this big old, yeah. And it was pretty crazy, though. And, yeah, the guy that owned it's like, oh, I didn't know it was out and stuff. Like, oh, we didn't either. We just wanted to pick some damn blackberries, you know?
It's so crazy. It's terrifying. I love that you learned how to protect yourself from a Bugs Bunny cartoon as well. Fantastic.
Tony, you're in Bremerton. What was your craziest encounter with an animal?
So I'm on this hike, right, in the Olympic area. And I was with my dogs. Me and my dogs were cruising through this hike, right? We go pretty fast, and I got these two big old pit bulls with me. And while we're hiking, I see this giant, like, figure start, like, creeping through. And I caught it with a glimpse. And then, like, it was, like, one of these, like, medium-sized ones, too. So I just kind of, like, caught it with a glimpse because I remember I saw my dogs, like, peeking. And they just stopped moving for some reason. We're like, midway through this hike, and, like, I, like, swear my heart dropped and sunk because I was like, dang, I instantly started realizing what was happening because I swear, like, it wasn't that sneaky either because I was walking and then there was these areas where the trees just stopped lining up with each other. So there was, like, space.
Oh,
boy.
No.
Uh-oh. And that was the cougar story.
Yes.
Maybe the cougar finally
Spoiler
got him.
Spoiler alert, it was a cougar.
Man, have you ever been face-to-face with a cougar?
I mean, only of the older
Your sorority sisters
variety.
Do not count, yes.
No, I've never. Have you?
Yeah, well, I was in my car, but I still was terrified because I remember I was going up Shaw Road. It was like late at night. You know, because headlights are on my car. And I see something that's just in the middle of the street. And I look and I get closer and I slow down because I'm going to hit it. And it's just a freaking cougar with
no.
what is a dead animal in its mouth just staring at me like, yeah. come get this.
Oh,
I just stood there and like deer in headlights. I was just like, I am so terrified, and I'm inside of a car.
Yeah,
I am safe.
Those kitties are scary.
Yes.
206-803.
Including your sorority sisters. They're very scary.
Go Cougs. Gordon in Bremerton, what was your craziest encounter with an animal?
I was caretaking a cherry orchard in Montana, and it was on multi-levels, and I climbed up to this top of this, or walked up to the top of this level, and I didn't know it, but like 5 feet from me was a grizzly bear standing up in a 16-foot plum tree picking plums out of the top of the tree.
Wow.
He dropped down. I'm about 5 feet from this guy, and I have this dog that did half circles right in front of the bear, and the bear was just swatting all over the place, and it got frustrated, ran about 50 yards, stopped. The dog did these half circles again, and then that bear proceeded to run towards the fence, jumped a 7-foot fence.
Ooh.
This was a huge grizzly bear. I went and looked at the fence. I expected it to be like destroyed or something, and there was just a little bit of fur on the barbed wire of the fence.
So what are you supposed to, I know every bear seems to be supposed to do something differently. What are you supposed to do when you see a grizzly bear? Like, do you stay still?
I think that's play dead, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think grizzly is play dead.
Because each one has, like, its own thing, which is very frustrating, because I don't know which is what.
One of them's get big.
Yeah, one of them's, like, yell at them, like this guy that did that was in the news once.
No! You f*** off! Ah!
Well, yeah.
I don't know why I'm laughing. That would be terrifying.
Yeah, so is a grizzly, do you just stay still?
I thought the grizzly was like, you're supposed to play dead.
Okay, now what about a black bear?
I think black bear, you're supposed to get big, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't take advice from me, Steve. I have literally no idea what I'm talking about.
It's like one of those things where I feel like I just need to have like that information like in my wallet at any given time.
You never know. It might be your day.
It says if it's at a distance to back slowly away. If it's unaware, try to make noise and back off. Well, if it's unaware, I don't want to bring awareness to this thing.
This is bad advice from the robots.
Yeah, I do not trust ChatGPT for this because they're trying to kill us.
Oh, God.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat the great Steve Miggs this morning? If so, give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play the next installment of Beat Miggs coming up at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.